Well, good morning. It is 6:24 a.m. on Thursday, April 20th, 2023. It's 38 degrees. Yikes. Morning. Just over 3 degrees Celsius. 88% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Yep, I'm officially dropping Big Hair Dude as a metric. Dude has not made the scene for a week now. So something's changed in his life that he's not riding the rails in the morning. And he might show up, but I don't think it's a suitable metric for the morning walk, so we'll let that go. I was sitting there marinating and somebody came walking down the street. On the other side of the street. And I swear, they looked up at me and they spit at me from across the street. And then, as I watched them, they walked down the street and they spit on any cars that were parked along the street and tried every door that was accessible from the street as they made their way up the street. It's like, there are several moments as I wander the city where I see some people with very angry attitudes about the world. It gets expressed in strange ways. And it's unsettling. You're not used to seeing that kind of outward expression of anger or frustration. And mental illness is a part of the homeless experience, but there are a lot of people in that community that need help. And you see that frequently. Sitting there, so on my way from my apartment to the marination bench, and I'm generally stay open to any kind of imagery or visual that will serve for a morning walk. And it's like, God, I don't know what I'm gonna have for the morning pick for the walk. I walk up to the marination bench. And there's this little purple dinosaur, a little stuffed animal, sitting there on the bench. And it's like, ah, the universe provides. I don't know what it is or how it got there, but and the universe does provide, I swear. In the strangest ways sometimes. Man. unlooked for gifts. Big or small. I mean, it's not like a dinosaur on the park bench is a sign from God. But when you're in a state of seeking and you find what you seek in an unlooked for and completely unexpected form, it's, I don't know, pals, tink. It feels like a response. It feels like you've asked a question and the universe, circumstances, whatever your paradigm, responds. And you know, there's a couple ways to approach that. It's like, huh, that's cute, that's interesting, what a coincidence. Or that, I don't know what. Something in the universe put the animal there for you? Put the stuffed animal there? Put the thing that you were seeking in your path? That seems a bit, I don't know, not presumptuous or arrogant, delusional, maybe? I mean, if the universe is going to manifest a miracle, something beyond a purple stuffed dinosaur would certainly be more profound, more impressive. Sorry, sidebar. On the overhang for Deschutes, the restaurant, I said, holy crap, that's an owl. It's like, oh no, it's an owl statue. And it took me back, because, and they put the owl up there to keep the, I assume to keep the birds off the overhang. And we used to do that, Terry and I used to do that in Tennessee. We had an owl that we'd keep on the porch in order to keep the birds from flocking and crapping on the porch. I've never seen, I don't think I've ever seen, well, not ever, but certainly not in recent memory, seen anybody putting owls out, ceramic owls out, lifelike ceramic owls out to chase off birds. Anyway. And the two polarities, it's complete coincidence, and your organ, your mind is ascribing structure to something that has no structure. There's that. There's you sought and the universe provided. There's that. I think there's a middle ground in there somewhere. I think we're aware of far more than we give ourselves credit for. And that awareness isn't demonstrable, it's not measurable necessarily. Because the metric of of seeking and finding is not exactly something you can chart on a graph. And ultimately, it doesn't matter. But whatever the circumstances, having the experience of finding something that you're seeking. Morning. Whether it's a pick for the morning walk or someone to care for or a job or work or whatever. That experience of receiving an answer to that question, finding an answer, making an answer to that question, closing that loop of desire and fulfillment. That's affirming. That makes it more likely that you will seek again. And that is powerful. I think it's all too easy to lose faith. And lose faith in what? In your ability to find what you're looking for? In your worthiness to have the things that you desire? If you seek and not find over and over and over again, that disappointment is a wound. And you can be as mentally healthy and philosophical and whatever about it. It's like, well, next time or whatever. But being confronted again and again by the lack can be... it can harden you. It can prevent you from reaching out again and seeking again, and eventually you become content with your lot in life. Not that that's a bad thing, but I don't know. The world's a pretty amazing place. Life is an amazing adventure. And you can't always be on the edge, striving and pushing and grasping and struggling all the time. But I don't know. I feel like if you're not seeking, if you're not looking for wonder, for fulfillment of desires, that you've kind of, I don't know, you're not taking full advantage of the gift that we have in breathing and walking and eating and other physical things. Anyway, God, I am so far through Jameson Square. Should wrap this up. Thursday, Friday Eve, the weekend. Distant on the horizon, the clamor begins to reach our ears. The scent of a weekend fills our nostrils. Yes, it cometh, the weekend. I hope you have a fabulous Thursday. I hope we find what you seek. Whether it's a purple dinosaur stuffed animal or your one true love or whatever, I hope you find what you're looking for. And however it goes. Brother Zig's wisdom of despite everything, create is wisdom indeed. Seeking. I think that's the first step of creation. Is the seeking, or even before that, the awareness of something to be sought. That's the first spark of creation. It's not wanting to create something, it's that awareness that something needs to be created. Then you take up pen or palette knife or whatever, keyboard, and you build that thing. Yeah. And of course, loving fearlessly is just sauce to the goose for that, as it were. So do that too. I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.